Hey, it's Jackson. You've heard me talk about my friend Camilla before. She's even been onto the podcast to talk about true crime and murder, etc. But we have a much more fluffy topic this time around. Camilla, what are we doing?
We're talking about yard maintenance.
Yard maintenance. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought this was going to be exciting, and all of a sudden it's not.
It is exciting. So, if you're a homeowner, you understand that yards can be a pain.
They're the worst.
They're the worst. You have to maintain them. And if you buy something that has a yard that needs to be totally revamped, like mine was, then you have to tear things out. You have to put new things in.
Got to find a new place for your lawn gnomes. My lawn gnome collection can't go homeless, Camilla.
No, it can't. It needs a home. That's right. Home. We're looking for partners. In the month of March, we are going to be providing to one lucky listener a complete yard makeover.
Oh my gosh. I know. So it's like extreme home makeover?
It's like extreme home makeover, but extreme yard makeover.
But we're just taking it from the inside out.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
And not like a front porch sofa like where I grew up.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, we're not doing that. We're going to put real grass, not turf, and
sure.
Real
architecture,
yes,
ponds.
Real architecture. Maybe a pond. Yeah. Koi fish, I think I hear, are a big pain, so I don't know that we want to do that. But
yeah, we're spitballing. There's no bad ideas when we're spitballing.
Is there? Okay. We want to do this. We want to give this for one listener. We're going to ask people to upload their most horrendous yards, which I know they exist. We're asking them to upload them to our website. And we're going to work with some partners to reward one lucky listener with this yard. So we need partners. We need landscape architects. We need lawn care maintenance. We need
gnome craftsmen.
Gnome craftsmen.
Sure.
Woodworkers.
Woodworkers, yeah.
I mean, maybe fencing. We're not sure.
Just a big lumberjack to look pretty.
A big
all around.
Yes. We really don't know what we're getting into because we don't know what this yard's going to look like.
No.
So
if you would like to partner with us on this makeover.
Yes.
Email
Camilla, C-A-M-I-L-A, @bwaymedia.com.
Camilla, with one L. She was very particular about this earlier.
Hey, it's spelled one way.
I get it. And what's your phone number?
801-596-4174.
Fantastic. Now I gotta go do yard work. Ugh.
I'm sorry.
John and Justin, Mix 105.1. High today of 34. It is staying cold the rest of the week. In fact, 34 is like the high. So it's good. And it's like 12 degrees right now in the building. Did we forget to pay the heat?
Yeah, because my hands are cold and I'm wearing a coat.
Yeah.
Actually, we're all three wearing a coat. Yeah.
Okay. There's a crash.
There's always that.
Yeah, it's bad.
Also, there are just giant windows right behind you, just pouring in a bunch of cold air.
I also shaved my head. You know, I got the cul-de-sac going, so every once in a while I take it down real deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate doing it in the winter because it makes me just freezing.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
When you take a,
yes.
take a layer off.
Yes.
Yeah, all of his hair is gone, and he lost 1,000,000 pounds on his little beauty pageant diet. So he has no insulation, and then he chopped his hair off, too.
I'm so cold, guys.
He could
so
be cold. Like a hipster and wear a beanie during the show.
You're right, I could.
You know?
I could do that.
If you wouldn't stop losing them.
I know. That's true. I think there's one on his desk, but hey, you know, wear one. It's like, you know what? This says, I'm cool, I'm wearing a beanie.
Let me throw out this idea. We share one mic, we all cuddle up, and we stay warm together. These are just ideas that I'm throwing out.
When it's 17 degrees outside,
exactly.
You got to do what you got to do.
There's a crash involving a semi and a car blocking both eastbound and westbound lanes of travel on the 201 freeway south, the frontage road at 3200 West. What's up, Justin? I can't believe you went and you got your car washed yesterday.
Yeah, so did everybody else in the city.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. It was like 5-10 deep.
But there's more storms coming.
I think it was like a dirty one yesterday. And it wasn't like I had to like shine it. It was like I just had to get a layer off.
Okay.
You couldn't see out any of the back windows.
That didn't even cross my mind. Jackson?
No, of course not.
No.
I'm a slob. So
yeah.
I'm not washing that thing until April.
That's how I got mine washed last time I had an oil change.
No.
That was the last time my car was washed.
I'm kind of a once a week guy though.
Are you now?
Yeah. We'd spray it off, get gas every week.
Your OCD just
A little bit odd that way.
Yeah.
No, it's not odd. It's pretty normal, actually.
But you're saying it was crowded at the car wash.
I think everybody had the same idea.
Huh. All right. Jackson, did you personally take all of the Ruby snaps that were delivered, or Or were they eaten by the office? What happened?
I didn't have time to take all the Ruby Snap cookies.
So Ruby Snap heard 105 Days of Love.
Yes.
And they decided to just be a part of it by donating a box of cookies. It was really cool of them.
I'm on the show, and I was not offered a cookie. I sit in the my name and everything. We say it every single time, and right, I did not get a cookie.
No.
Listen, bro, I don't know what to tell you. You've got to go talk to promotions. They ate every one of those cookies within seconds of them hitting my desk.
I give the box to Jackson because I was out in the front when it was delivered. I hand it to him. I turn around. All of a sudden, there's an Insta story with Jackson and DJ Bangarang. And the next thing you know, the cookies are gone. It went that fast.
Did the note say, hey, John, Justin, and Jackson, here's some cookies.
Here, promotions. Enjoy.
I hope you have fun with those.
You know why? If they were just any other one, I wouldn't care. But these are really good. I mean, Ruby Snap does it right.
And then I was hearing that people were just eating half the cookie, almost like, you know how like See's Candy where you don't know what's in the middle?
Are you serious?
So you take a bite and you put it back?
Were they doing that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll call him out. It was DJ Bangarang.
Was it really?
It was our night guy, DJ. Yeah. He took a bite. He goes, oh, I don't like that, and put it back in the box.
You don't put it back in the box.
And then took another cookie.
No, you don't do that. No.
I mean, one of the promotions guys was quick to come and eat it, but...
Oh, yeah.
It's the principle of the thing.
And there's one thing I like is a cookie. I'm bummed I didn't get one.
I know.
And Ruby Snap cookies are out of control.
They are.
They're so good.
So thank you for Ruby Snaps for joining in with 105 Days of Love. If you don't know what that is, it's where we challenge each other and we challenge you for the next 105 days to do a random act of kindness each and every day. Also, right now, we're trying to recognize teachers. You'll hear this promo we're about to play, but I wanted to mention something about it. If you've nominated a teacher, we had a file that was corrupt on our website, and none of the nominations are there anymore.
We didn't get any.
Yeah, so you need to re-nominate that teacher if you want to feature them. As we get to How Does the Story End?
And it's all brought to you by the Shane Company. They're going to take the extra steps to make sure your engagement is the best. You can shop online at shaneco.com.
All right, so three men tried to assault a young woman who was walking downtown in London the other day.
Mm-hmm.
When the three men woke up, all three had head injuries, and the woman had escaped.
Oh, man.
What happened? How does the story end?
Well, she was part of the Buckingham Palace Ninja Club.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Is what had happened.
Yes,
they're
infamous.
An active group.
Yes.
And they didn't really know. See, the Queen's really into ninjas.
Right.
And so she's got this program that, that nobody knows about, and this is what happened.
I hear she's great at it, too.
Yeah, she's great.
The Queen loves parkour as well, yes. Which is fascinating to...
I know.
I would pay any amount of money to watch the Queen do parkour. I really would.
Jackson, how does the story end?
Well, they were walking her down the street saying, be calm, pretend everything's cool. And as they walked by a bush, she grabbed a branch and let go, ducked. All three dudes got hit in the head with a branch, like it's a Three Stooges movie.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
I love that.
Then she tied him up and called the police.
Man, she's tricky like that.
Not messing around.
No, she wasn't. My mind's still stuck on the Queen doing parkour. Is the Queen part of a fight club down in the basement? Is that what I'm getting from
She's also really into soap making.
She
it's crazy.
May run a ring down there, you know?
Some ideas or guesses. She watched Karate Kid over 5,000 times. She stole their guns and hit them in the head and ran away.
Wow.
Lindsay says, is she part of the Russian Black Widow program and kicked their butts?
Mm-hmm.
Let me introduce you to another person in the story.
Okay.
88-year-old John Nixon, who saw the men accosting the young lady. So he stepped in. He says, quote, my training kicked in. I landed a blow to one guy's neck, which rendered him semi-conscious. I disabled one, but another pulled out a knife. I had to deal with him, too. I disarmed him, got a stab wound here, there, and everywhere. There was a lot of blood. This guy wasn't trained. It was a mere pocket knife. The wounds were shallow. I took all three down.
Jeez, who's this, Chuck Norris?
I've been shot in the leg, bitten by a snake. The venom lay dormant in my spine for years. I've been near death so many times, this situation didn't scare me the least bit.
Wow.
And he saved the day.
How old is he? I wanted to be really old.
88 years old.
Yes! Oh, that's exactly what I wanted. That's perfect.
Do you imagine
thinking
you're going to like rob someone and an 88-year-old just comes and whoops you like
Ruins
never.
You.
Yeah.
Yep.
This happened. Gene Hackman, you guys know who the actor Gene Hackman is? Gene Hackman is a former Marine.
Uh-huh.
And he's like in his 80s, and someone tried to assault him. He beat the living crud out of this guy.
Did he really?
At 80, yeah.
Good
and he was
him.
Like, once a Marine, always a Marine, as he was like standing over the dude. So,
all right, Gene.
Yeah, yeah, that is how the story ends. So, Justin, you got a text just the other day from, was it T-Mobile?
It was from T-Mobile. Let me see if I still have it. They texted me that said something had been compromised and there's a port scam. Let's see. We have identified an industry-wide phone number port scam and encourage you to add account security.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
Well, let me educate you, kids.
Yes, please.
A port scam. You know how you can take your phone number from one carrier to another?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So a port scam would be somebody going in, pretending to be you, and then getting your phone number with a different carrier, completely disabling your phone, and then once they have your phone number, any like banking information, send me a security code to my cell phone number. Any of your private information where they would be sending you stuff to your cell phone, then they have it. And they can get anything in minutes.
So what are you supposed to do? How do you stop a port scam from happening?
It has a link, and then it says call customer care.
Here's the problem. Is that a true link? I would be afraid to click on the link and think my phone
was
like...
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Well, yeah. In that case, you just get a hold of T-Mobile's customer support line right there.
Okay.
And say, hey, don't put your information into any link.
I can't
just
keep
anyone
up
sends you.
With the scams of the world these days.
There's so many scams.
They change so quickly that I'm like, is this real? I mean, and I'll tell you what, though, they're really good at faking.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, wow, this looks legit. Oh, it's not real? I don't know anymore.
Did you guys get the Netflix email a month ago, which ended up being a virus?
I didn't see that one.
It was saying someone had changed your account settings. Please click on this link. Oh. And it even had had the Netflix logo. It had an address that looked like it was a Netflix address. And it was completely fake.
They're always tricky.
Right. Because I almost clicked on it. And I just happened to see on BuzzFeed News that there was a scam going around, and I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, don't these people realize I got things to do and I don't have time for them to be scamming me all the time? Like, I got time to sit on hold with customer service trying to set up a security system now.
Yeah. But I'm also going to complain about increased security measures because now I can't get into any of my accounts. I
Amen.
Don't remember any
Amen.
Passwords. And then they're like, oh, what's your favorite food? It's like, I don't remember what my favorite food was 9 years ago when I set this stupid account up.
So I got kicked out of one of my bank accounts.
Yeah.
And I guess the security question was like, your first kiss? I thought I knew what I wrote down, but I couldn't remember.
Oh, man.
And I couldn't remember the right spelling. And I couldn't get into my account for like 2 days.
What's it like? First kiss, Jen. No, that's wrong.
I know.
Sarah. No, that's wrong too.
And
Karen,
I was like, I swear this was the girl I had my first kiss with. And they're like, no.
No,
it turned out I spelled the name wrong.
Yeah, that happens all the
time.
It's so infuriating.
Out. It's terrible.
Turns out I don't remember my first kiss.
Before I get to the 7 a.m. silly, Jackson, you have a shout-out?
Yeah, I got a shout-out for Christy, who listens every day and loves the 7 a.m. silly.
Hey,
so thanks for listening, Christy.
Speaking of that, Justin, let's do it.
So my dog used to chase people on a bike a lot. It got so bad, I finally had to take her bike away. You get it? The dog was riding the bike.
I really love that. I'm into it. Give it to him. All right.
John didn't get it.
No, it took a second.
Wait, that so one... the dog has a
the
bike?
The dog has a bike.
The bike.
I had to take the dog's bike away.
It is Wednesday, which means an I Can't Even Wednesday. We're asking you to share with us your highs of highs, your lows of lows. You can call us 844-649-1051, or if it's easier, shoot us a text, 61544. Justin, show us how it's done.
I can't even the story about KFC, so you're going to have to tell me who we can't even, KFC or the delivery. KFC has closed about 470 fried chicken fried chicken stores in the UK because of a chicken shortage. Now, the company says it's because of the distribution that they changed to DHL last week.
So
the chicken did not get to the store, so 470 KFCs had to close Tuesday because of a chicken shortage.
Who was KFC using before DHL? Were they just FedExing the chickens over from Kentucky?
Must have been. So they're
catapult,
blaming
actually.
DHL for the fact that the chickens did not get there, so they had to close.
There's not a farm?
I was going to say, there's not a chicken shortage. There's a miscommunication with delivery drivers.
Yes, well, very much so. I think I'm going to... I can't even DHL on this one.
Yeah,
because
more than KFC.
Somebody didn't... KFC just trying to save a buck.
I don't know. Here's what you do. You just open up a mashed potatoes and mac and cheese restaurant. Mm-hmm. I'm there. Mm-hmm. I'll see you at the mac and cheese KFC.
Yeah, give me the sides and I'd be okay with that.
Sure, I could do just mac and cheese gravy and yum.
I went to an El Pollo Loco one time and they were out of chicken. I was like, chicken's in your name.
Now it's just El Loco.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think that that's why KFC just closed instead of just getting the beat down?
Yes.
Of like, oh, really? You guys are out of chicken?
Jackson, yeah. I can't even Wednesday. Your highs of highs, your lows of lows.
So I have a very dear friend who is leaving. She's moving to Texas. She's one of the friends that I worked at Scales and Tails with. And she taught me everything I know pretty much about handling animals. And she's going to go be a zookeeper at a new zoo. And so last night I asked her, What at your new zoo can I pet? And she's like, oh, well, we have some mountain lions that have babies every year. You can pet some baby mountain lions. She's like, we have hyenas. Hyenas are cool.
Wait.
Do you want to pet some wolves?
You have a friend who's becoming a zookeeper, and she's going to let you just come in and wrestle the animals?
I'm just going to maul some baby mountain lions. So if I don't come back from Texas this summer, you'll know why.
Is this like a legit zoo or more of just like an animal farm?
It has a really interesting history, actually. So it started out as just a snake encounter. Like, it was a really janky snake encounter off the middle of nowhere.
Sure, of course.
But it was a front for a brothel. So you would go to the back and ask, can I get change for 100? And then they would take you to the brothel part.
Is the zoo around now, or is it still...
Well, so they cleared out the brothel, and it was just a janky snake encounter. But then a private snake owner bought it, and then started adding a bunch of animals, bought like 30 acres around it. He's going to make it huge.
You know, this is on me. This is on me for asking one question too many.
Way too many, John.
Let's see. Some texts. I can't even that I have to go to school this early. I can't even. Today is our performance for our teacher talent show, and we've not had a full run through.
Wait, is that teachers performing talents for the students?
What it sounds like.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, girl. Send me every video.
I can't even Chloe Kim. I have such a crush on her. Have you seen her on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
I have not yet.
Cute.
Wait, who's Chloe Kim?
No.
Hold on.
Chloe Kim, Olympian, 17 years old.
Oh, sports football.
Won
please.
A gold by 10 points of more than
Wait,
any of her
other
competitors.
Wait, are we Googling a 17-year-old, Jonathan?
This wasn't me. This was a text.
Ooh. I know, but you're like, yeah, did you see her on the cover?
She was cute.
She has a cute little dog.
I'll just keep sitting over here for the rest of this conversation.
I think it's cool.
No.
I can't even Jackson.
So flustered.
I can't even Jackson. I got mine.
What is yours?
Tell us.
I can't even that my son's school is having his science fair today at 9:20 in the morning.
That's pretty early.
That's normal.
It's a random time.
But they want parents to come. I'm on air till 10.
But I also feel like that's a normal time. That's when all my science fairs were. We're in first thing in the morning.
Oh, see, I always... Science fairs for me were in the afternoon.
Yeah, like after lunch.
Yeah, exactly. And the parents... Because school starts at 8:30, so Jen's going to drop off Liam. She has to go to work, but then she's going to have to turn around and go right back to the science fair at 9:30.
Or Jen, call in sick.
I'm sure
she
will.
Come on, girl.
I can't even that two people on my 6-person team called in sick today. Wish me luck. That's from Tanner.
Good luck, Tanner.
Can't even believe how much I love you guys and your show. Thank you for that.
Hey, thank you.
That's awesome. I can't even these people that don't clean the snow off their cars driving down the freeway.
Oh, come on, I do that.
This guy.
He's a little hole big enough to see out of.
Oh, yeah. Just enough to where you can make sure you see the lines and you just go for it.
You know
I already don't want to be awake at 4 a.m.
You don't have any gloves. It's cold. Your hands are frozen. You're like, well, you know what? I can see. We're good.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Say good morning to, is it Tavis or Travis?
It's actually Tavis. Yeah.
Tavis. Okay.
No R.
No R.
Too busy for R's. I get it.
That's right.
You know why? An R would be pretentious. I understand. It's why I don't put an H in my name for John. I get you, Tavis.
At least someone gets it. Cool.
Hey, so tell us what's going on.
Hey, so I met up with this girl. Her name's Diane. I met her at this speed dating thing, actually.
Wait, speed dating? That's still a...
That's a thing?
I didn't know that was still around.
Yeah, there's not a lot of them right now, but I've done a couple of times, and I don't know, just with like Valentine's last week and everything, I felt like, you know, my relationship, like life was like, you know, a bit of a rut, so.
Yeah.
Try something new, right?
Okay,
right.
That's cool. I did a speed dating once. I didn't get any connections, but I found it to be really fun back when we did it. Like, what about you? Did you enjoy the experience?
I mean, it wasn't like super successful. I got literally Diane was the only person I really felt like there was like a match with. So
okay,
I met her on it. So that was at least fun for that, you know.
Right on. So after the speed dating, you get the phone number, you call her up, and what'd you guys decide to do for that first actual date?
We went out to dinner. I thought it was nice, like a cool like Italian restaurant. We thought it was fun. We got along like super super well. And it was a good date. And then at the end of the night, I didn't go in for a kiss. I thought I would just want to like play it cool. And now like I haven't heard from her at all.
Playing hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
smart.
That's it.
Maybe she's upset because you didn't make the kiss. You know, where she's like, oh, maybe he's not into me enough.
So that's what I've been thinking actually.
Yeah.
So I want to know like if that was it. Like should I have gone for it? Like would, you know, like I just don't know what happened.
Okay.
Travis, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that pronounces Italian dishes as an Italian? Because that would be a hard no for me. Like, it's spaghetti. It's not spaghetti. You're not one of those, are you?
No, definitely not. No, it's just
okay.
Spaghetti.
All right, good.
So that's not the reason.
So Tavis, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll get Diane's number from you, and we'll just call her up next.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hey, Diane, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on with us, John and Justin. Jackson's here as well, Mix 105.1.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling me.
So, speed dating, is it something you've done a few times, or is it kind of like a one-time thing for you?
This is actually my first time doing it.
Okay, awesome. And how'd it go for you, your first time, your first experience at speed dating?
I mean, it was okay. I met like two interesting people, and I went on dates with both of them. And so that was actually way better than I expected to be honest.
Oh, you met two people, huh?
Man eater.
<didn't say>
Let me ask you this. After both dates, have you continued on with any of them?
No.
Okay. Two dates and it didn't work for either of them. That's kind of interesting, you know, because we happen to know one of the people you went out with, Tavis, and he really felt like the date went well and, you know, you didn't call him back. So I thought maybe it was because you went out with someone else and maybe liked him
better.
Things
went well.
Yeah.
No, that's not why I didn't go out with Tavis again.
Do you mind telling us why you're not calling him back?
Well, I mean, he was a really nice guy. I will say that.
I'm glad he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's very nice.
I mean,
guy.
You know, we're going to hook you up with some Justin Timberlake tickets here, so.
I'm excited.
Let's get into the dirt, lady.
Be honest with us. Why aren't you calling him back, you know?
Oh, God. Oh, he picked his nose at the table.
I'm sorry. It sounded like you said he picked his nose at the table.
That's because I said he picked his nose at the table during the date.
Yeah, listen, John.
Just in the middle of a conversation, like, he just reached up and started digging.
Was he trying to be sly about it? Like, I'm going to hide for a second behind this menu and just start to itch at my nose?
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay. Maybe he had that feeling,
he just
like,
reached up in there.
Something might come out, and so he had to just get it.
So he had to do some triage right then and
there?
But
that's when you go
to the... I mean, like, that could happen, and I could see being like, hey... I just got to be frank with you. There's this thing happening in my nose, and I have to address it. Like that could happen to any human being, and I would understand that. But
honesty and communication, that sounds ridiculous. How dare you?
I know. I mean, who wants that in a relationship? Like, nobody, obviously. But it was just, I just did not know what to do because he acted like it wasn't happening, so I acted like it wasn't happening, but, like, there was no chance, really, after that. Like. Mm.
Diane, you know what? Speaking of like honesty, I got to be honest with you. Tavis has been listening in, and I'm glad he is because I got to ask him about this. Tavis.
Hey.
Oh, gosh.
Tavis, did you pick your nose at the table?
No, I don't know like where this is coming from. This is, I wasn't picking my nose at the table. That like I liked Diane, so that would be weird if I did that.
Diane, can I ask, was it just like on maybe like an outer rim sweep, you know, like a little itch, maybe if he has like some facial hair? Sometimes my mustache tickles the outside of my nose.
Oh, that makes sense.
Was it like that? Or did he go knuckles deep here?
No, he picked his nose. I don't know what to tell you guys. Like,
when was I picking my nose, Diane? I don't know. Maybe my nose was itching and I was like itching it, but I'm not like a nose diver, you know?
I mean, there's no shame if you are a nose diver. It's just like, don't do it on a date.
No, I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to shame.
I mean, we've all picked
divers.
Our
that's
nose.
Their own thing.
Like, but, who hasn't? But
that's not me, Diane. Are you kidding?
Like, you've never picked your nose?
This is just a weird he said, she said, because like, Tavis is going, look, it wasn't at the table. And Diane's like, I was staring at you. Trust me, it did happen.
Diane, can I just throw this at you? maybe you're thinking of the wrong date.
Oh.
Was it maybe the other guy?
Okay. I did agree to come on the show, but, like, I'm starting to feel like I'm on trial here. I know what I saw. And
yo, Diane, what if I take you out to one more dinner and it'll be entirely nose-pick free, and then we'll just have, like, a good time and we can start over?
Yeah, Diane, you're not on trial at any means. We want to pay for a dinner. I mean, are you interested in going out on another date with Tavis?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not. He's a really nice guy, like I said, but it was just too weird and uncomfortable.
What if I get Tavis a neti pot?
Oh, come on.
To rinse out before he goes out with you. I'm going to sweeten the deal here.
Thanks,
asking you to choose the news.
Yet another new drink coming to Starbucks.
I thought marshmallow peeps couldn't get any grosser until now.
Why you do not want the silver at the Olympics. Jordan says, hey guys, I got to choose John today. It sounds pretty interesting to me. Thanks for that. I love peeps. Jackson, give me all my goodness. Hi, my name is Mackenzie. I'm definitely voting for Jackson. Peeps are gross.
Peeps are gross.
I always thought silver medals were the coolest. Tell me why they're the worst. Morning, guys. All those peeps are awesome. We have two votes on why we don't want the silver. Got to pick Jackson's story today. My sister-in-law hates peeps, and I would love to share the story with her. I once got a sugar-free peep in my Easter basket. Sugar-free peeps? Really?
Man, make it worse, I dare you.
Come on. The whole thing is covered in sugar.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
You know it's all chemicals. That's nothing but chemicals.
Jackson always gets me with the food story. The only thing peeps are good for is making them grow in the microwave. I'm voting for Jackson. That's from Bobby.
That's awesome.
Hey, it's Hannah. I had so much fun meeting you guys last week. My vote is for John. Have an amazing guy. Hannah, thank you for that. And the winner. It was close between two people, and then there was Justin who was, you know.
Yeah. We're looking down at him
right
now.
Yeah, exactly. It feels good up here, doesn't it, Jackson?
It does. It's not breezy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you lost, my friend.
That's fine. I'll take silver. Yeah!
Look at that. See how he did that?
Got him.
Good job, Jackson.
Thank you.
People in one study rated athletes' emotions based on their facial expressions immediately after they learned where they placed at the Olympics. So, silver, bronze, or gold, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. On a 1 to 10 point agony to ecstasy scale, bronze medalists scored a higher average of 7, while silver medalists averaged a 4. Psychologists believe it stems from this counterfactual thinking or imagining your what-if scenario.
Right.
Because silver medalists, they almost won the gold.
Yeah, they did.
Just there.
And if you look at the scores, we're talking sometimes a hundredth of a second.
Yeah.
And they lost to a gold medal winner. Mm. And so it just kills them. Where a bronze medalist is going like, woo, I got a medal.
Right. You're like, you know what?
This is awesome.
I'm on the podium.
Like, it doesn't matter. You still got in there. Lindsey Vonn was talking about that yesterday when she won. She was in bronze and people were still going. And she's like, man, I just want to have a medal. It's my last time. So I'm hoping I can stay here in the bronze position.
I don't think it really matters, though. Like, long term, athletes make all of their money on, like, endorsement deals and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone cares if you got, like, a silver or a bronze. If you're an Olympic medalist, you're going to get sponsored.
That's true.
I was talking about this with my wife, Jen, last night when we were watching it. Does it matter to you, though, going to the Olympics and not winning a medal?
Oh, yeah.
So let's say you just go to the Olympics and you come back. You still got to have the experience of being at the Olympics, but you've never had that medal draped on your body.
You have to. You've worked your whole life for that moment.
Rationally, I want to say, I'll just go out and have fun. But I'm a secret competitive monster.
Yes.
I get really angry and really aggressive, and I don't like losing. So I'm telling you right now, if I didn't come home with at least a fake medal from the dollar store, I'd be really angry about it.
My friend went 4 times and never won.
Yeah, I have a friend who did the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, and I feel like it haunts him.
I would.
Yeah.
Because you've trained so hard for so long.
Right. And you just never got that moment of the medal in your house. Or
my friend, she went to the Olympics, and then the next Summer Olympics missed qualifying by just like a hair.
Ugh.
Missed it by just a little. She's a weightlifter and missed it by just that much. I felt so bad for her.
So the story of the moral of the story, take third place.
Take third. You're fine. You'll be happier.
C's get degrees, my friends.
Yeah, that's
right. What it is.
As you're on your way to school, remember that.
What strange thing did you see or run into at a funeral? I asked this, and we're going to be taking your text at 615-44. I was talking to a friend here in the building yesterday who went to a funeral over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
and he saw someone bring a first date to the funeral.
First date?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You don't do that, right?
No.
No.
That's weird.
You bring spouses to funerals. That's it.
Yeah. Even if you've just been dating someone for a few months, you don't take them to a funeral.
It's pretty weird.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to go to your cousin's funeral? You better get on the ground and propose to me. That's the only way that's going to happen, sir.
Well, we're going to go to Disneyland, but first we got to swing by this funeral. Ah, does that change it?
Got a few things here on the list.
if it means a free trip to Disney World, I'll go to your funeral.
We'll swing by. We'll go.
See here. Okay, romantic dinner. We'll do that. And then we'll hit up a funeral and then the anniversary ends. So it's going to be a pretty good night for
us.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm sorry. What was the thing in the middle you said there?
Yeah, it's a funeral. Don't worry. We'll only stay about 20 minutes. Yeah. We're good.
And there's a waffle bar. It'll be fine.
It'll be good. Speaking of waffle bars, I did get a text. We're asking, what strange thing did you see at a funeral?
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa loved grilled cheeses so much that at his funeral, his daughter made one, put it in a frame, and had it on display.
I think that's awesome.
Oh,
isn't that so sweet?
I cannot. That's the cutest thing.
Love that.
It's great.
What strange thing did I see at the funeral? The mistress.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I would have eaten that up. That's amazing.
See, now you want to go to the funeral. There could be some drama.
Yeah.
I got multiple texts saying my cousin showed up on a first date to a funeral. My uncle brought a first date to my grandpa's funeral. He's now married to her.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
I just don't know how do you bring that up? I mean, I've been wanting to go out with you.
Likes long walks on the beach, funerals, flowers.
What if that's not like the first date? What if it's just a friend who's like, I'm here for you in your time of need. I'm going to take you to the funeral, take care of you. And then it just kind of blossoms from there. That's a great romantic love story.
That's different though.
What if you're just both dark people? And you like
morbid
death.
Morbid, yeah, I'm kind of into that.
And
yeah.
Our friend proposed to his girlfriend right before the funeral.
What?
Like in front?
Ew.
There's things you don't want to compare together. I would say that's one of them.
Nah.
It's so odd.
What, because they wanted the family member to be there for the engagement? Is that the plan?
You know what? The whole family's there. My cousin flew in.
That is the only time I see my whole family, though, is at funerals. That's the only time.
We're talking about what strange thing, not only like couples, but what strange thing did you see at a funeral? I got a text from Heather saying, my crazy aunt put my uncle's chihuahua in the casket with him during the viewing. It was so strange and uncomfortable. I love you guys.
Oh,
was the chihuahua alive?
I think the chihuahua was fine.
Yeah, just hanging out with dad for one last time.
Best seat in the house, man.
Right?
That's what that's all okay about. A guy coworker of mine went to 2 funerals, came back with girls' phone numbers both times.
Wow.
He went on dates with both girls. I did not realize it was a meat market.
Well, listen, whatever is going to help your beautiful heart in that time of need. That seems kind of predatory, if we're being honest. Like,
right.
People are at their saddest and most vulnerable, and you're like, hey, baby.
You look good. You're looking good today.
What's wrong?
I was at a funeral once, and I thought I saw the person who passed away walking around. I went up to talk to him. Turned out to be a twin.
No way!
Could you imagine that?
No, crazy!
Yeah, that'd be horrifying.
That's a great story.
I got a few similar texts as this one. At the funeral, they released doves, and within 5 seconds, ca-ca! Came from the sky as 2 eagles swooped in and attacked the doves.
I'm like, well,
I heard the same. I had another one with hawks doing the same thing.
Hey, kids, this is the food chain happening in front of you.
Yeah.
Dove releases sound beautiful.
Yes.
It's all good until the hawks come.
I would actually be way happier if I had a hawk released at my funeral or a hawk lured in by
there
a bunch
go
of doves.
Kind
of
cool.
Oh, man. It was raining white feathers is how the text ends.
I'll tell you
mine. Jen and I went to one a few weeks ago, and someone decided to sing at it,
mm-hmm,
which you think, okay, that'd be nice. The person, I don't think, was very prepared or very nervous, because they continuously restarted the song. So it was like, oh, Danny Boy. I'm sorry. Can we start? Okay, great, great. Oh, Danny Boy. I'm sorry. All right, one more time, if we could just start over. And it happened over and over again, and you could feel the whole room starting to shift, being like, you know what? It was good. Just go ahead and...
You know what? You tried.
Take your bow.
You tried.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate you trying.
Let's get to Justin's Showbiz Beat.
As it's all brought to you by Ken Garf Used Cars, where they got at least 100 vehicles that will cost you less than $7 a day. Check it out at kengarfused.com. So it's Kesha. She's the one that we're talking about. She just canceled a bunch of her tour due to a torn ACL that she had surgery on yesterday. Well, she already had it. She's moving fast on this whole thing.
So how much of her tour is it going to affect the stuff with Macklemore for the summer at USANA? Do we know any of this yet? I mean, I know she just made this announcement.
She doesn't say how long she's going to be down. It was more about the fact like, hey, here's what's going on. I love my fans. The doctor said I had to do this. So kind of here's where I'm at. I guess it's to kind of play it by ear and see how well you recover.
Okay.
Where are we at on the schedule? When's the show?
June.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
I want to say June 12th, but I could be a real liar right now.
I don't know. It seems like a long time from now.
That's true. You got 3.5, almost 4 months-ish to wear. Yeah, maybe.
Is Kesha a big dancer, though?
She jumps up and down.
Yeah, but you can bounce in a chair. It's
right.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Put her in a throne.
Yes, and have big hot men carry her out and then have them dance while she sings. Boom, we just fixed it. Kesha, get back on the road.
You're welcome,
you know
Kesha.
What? You're still going to earn money then while you're laid up. Okay. Yeah. So what we do is we definitely solve problems around here. Hey, there was some new audio release. Chris Farley, he was actually supposed to be the original Shrek before Mike Myers, but then he passed away and they had to revoice the whole thing. Here's some of that vaulted audio.
Fartwad gets his princess. I get what I want.
Which is? Now, come on, what do you want?
I don't have time to set it to music.
Oh, this is another one of those onion things.
No, this is one of those drops.
Isn't it weird kind of hearing Chris Farley's voice?
It really is kind of weird. Now I'm thinking of like Tommy Boy too the whole time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was trying to picture Shrek. It's not working for me.
Well, it's just because we've seen so many Shrek movies and holiday specials. That's just how you feel now. It's Mike Myers.
That's true. It is Mike Myers. Bill Gates is going to be doing a guest star role on the upcoming episode of The Big Bang Theory.
So cool.
You know, he will be himself,
the
co-founder of Microsoft, and, well, obviously the crew trying to track him down.
That's what I love about this show. They've been able to grab all of these cool tech guys that you would never see on a sitcom.
Right.
Now they're making appearances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of cool. I enjoy that. So I don't know if I mentioned this earlier. The Major League Baseball, the MLB.
Okay.
Is looking, I know, I was like, what are
you
they called?
You said Major League Baseball.
I know, I got lost there for a second. But they're going to be wearing the caps from the school shooting in Florida for their first exhibition games. For the high school baseball caps.
Where the shooting was at?
Yes, you know, so the shooting took place at the school in Florida.
Right.
So the Major League Baseball, their exhibition games, they're all going to be wearing the caps from the school in honor of.
Oh, that's sweet.
I mean, that's never been done before. It's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
I guess it's because, like we said yesterday, one of the Cubs players actually went to that school. So there's actually a Major League Baseball tie to,
got it.
To the thing. Also, Ashton Kutcher, I guess when he broke up with Demi Moore, that he spent a week in the woods fasting to get over the relationship.
It's the weirdest story.
It is the weirdest because he went to Big Sky, Montana, where he had no food, no drink. He had nothing but tea for a week. He said he started to hallucinate by the second and third day.
He tells the story of how he started doing Tai Chi once he was hallucinating. He doesn't know how to do Tai Chi.
Well, you know, you do when you're hallucinating.
He was just letting his body speak to him.
No, I'm telling you, he's already too skinny. You can't go that long without food when you're that skinny. He was actually just seeing the other side.
We all know that you don't eat after a breakup, right?
Yeah, but this way seems very strange.
It is strange.
He also wrote letters to all of his ex-girlfriends.
Here's the weird part, too. It's like, did he build his own shelter? What did he do here? Did he take a sleeping bag and a tent with him? Or what did he do?
Did he bring Bear Grylls?
Yeah, what did he do?
Because if so, then I'm okay with it.
Man, just broing out with Bear Grylls and Glacier National Forest.
Right.
I'd do it.
Then it's okay.
Great. Yeah.
And that is the show, Bisbee.
All right. Thank you, Justin. We've kicked off 105 Days of Love. This is where we challenge you to do a random act of kindness for the next 105 days. It doesn't have to be big. It could be very small. If you want to make it big, if you want to buy coffee for everyone in line at Starbucks or dinner for everyone at a restaurant, we're not stopping you.
No, or you can just open the door for somebody.
Exactly. And there's a story that Simply Sadie Jane posted. If you don't follow her, she's a Utah blogger that I like to follow, that I thought was really cool. She was talking about her son, Baylor, who when he stands in line, he's not like an adult, right? He doesn't just stand there. He looks around. He sees what's going on. And he noticed this individual who had a really cool jacket. And so he walked right up to this guy and was like, I like your jacket. The guy was like, thanks, man. And this kid was just kind of so engaging to this guy. They had a cute conversation while they were waiting in line.
Yep.
And later on that night, Sadie Jane got a message from the guy saying, I don't know how to say this, but your son saved my life. I was in line to get my last burger that I would ever have at this burger joint. And I had plans on, taking my life that night. And your son's youthful energy and spirit and your guys' kindness of just talking to me saved my life tonight.
That is nuts.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
And that's why we do 105 Days of Love, to challenge you to do a random act of kindness. It could be as simple as just looking over at the person next to you and saying hi. So proposals, a lot of people like to do them private between people.
Right.
Justin, you did yours at a restaurant.
At a restaurant.
The waitress kept bothering you.
That was nuts.
The entire time. Well, the new type of proposal is an avocado proposal.
What are you? Why do you keep saying that like it's a normal thing?
Yeah, I want to know more about this.
It's the new trend. A food stylist posted a photo to her Instagram showing a perfectly halved avocado holding a diamond ring inside. So instead of putting it in a fancy box, people are putting it in avocados and then closing it back up and then opening up the avocado and the ring is inside.
But now you have a ring that's all avocado-y.
Yeah, but he takes a little, quick little brush off or a quick rinse off and you can put it on. Jackson did a proposal over the holidays helping someone out. You drop it in some ice cream.
I did. I put it right in some ice cream.
Did the person put it right on?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she licked off the ice cream.
Yeah. See?
Why I don't know.
Why do you hate this so much?
I'm not into it.
Why do you hate avocados so much?
I love avocados, so I was really into the story, but about the fact that you have like this several $1,000 ring that you just got avocado all over. I don't know if... Yeah, no, I'm not into it.
I'll turn to the foodie in the room,
no,
Jackson.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, because I'm so fancy. What I'm going to say about it is if she's really into avocados, which I'm guessing she is because you're proposing with one.
Yeah.
The ring is going to get avocado on it anyway at some point.
That's a good point. We had a Twitter poll that's up at Mix1051 Utah asking you after a proposal or after a wedding, if you get divorced, like within a year, do you give the ring back or not? It has to do with Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux.
Yeah, she's got a half, $500,000 ring.
Right. So, Jackson, where are we at on the Twitter poll at this point?
So, I gave you some options. I just said, how long do you need to stay married before it's quote-unquote okay to keep the ring? 7% say you should never keep the ring, no matter how long you're married. 14% say you need to stay at least a year together. And overwhelmingly, 79% of people say it's yours after you say I do. So keep that ring no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Get your vote in at Mix1051 Utah on Twitter. Hey, this is the part of the show that's not on air, but it's just for you on the podcast. We like to kick it off by sharing these stories from Choose the News that were not picked. Let's go with Justin because he had two votes.
Two?
Two.
Wow. Which is shocking because usually Starbucks cleans house.
I'm telling you why. For your tease was that Starbucks has a new drink out.
Right.
Starbucks is doing this too much.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks needs to go back to what they are, and that's coffee.
Yes.
And make great coffee because they're doing things now like this. It's called the Butterfly Pea Lemonade Cold Brew. P-E-A, which...
Nope. Nope, doesn't matter.
All right.
That's not better than P-E-E.
No, right. It doesn't have much more of a ring to it, does it?
I like how you had to clarify it. I was like, still not better.
Still
it
bad.
Features purple and yellow light coffee colors that change color as you're drinking it.
That sounds disgusting.
So it's kind of like the mood ring of coffee drinks, which is so far away from what the original Starbucks was. You know?
Yeah.
Just coffee.
That's nasty.
You remember hypercolor t-shirts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those would change colors too. Those were cool.
Right.
Those were so cool.
Let's bring those back.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to sweat under my armpit and it's going to change color and show everybody.
Instead of a pea cup or whatever it is.
Right. No, it is. It's a butterfly pea lemonade.
Pea lemonade.
Pea lemonade.
I apologize.
Milk lemonade.
All right, Jackson, you and I, with votes today, we're very close and Choose the News.
Yeah.
Let's hear yours.
Okay, so... Peeps are already disgusting.
Yep.
I can't think of a single person who thinks otherwise.
Justin likes them.
You like Peeps?
Yeah, I do.
Do you like chewing on sadness? Because that's all a Peep is.
No, I like it too when they're like a day old. I feel they're a little bit harder.
Ugh, no.
They're better that way.
No.
Well, Peeps, seeing Oreo's success with all of their mystery flavors and their weird, crazy flavors, they're cracking out some new flavors as well. 8 new flavors for Easter. These will be available soon. Sour cherry, which I'm kind of on board with that.
Okay.
Doesn't sound too bad. Available at some grocery stores. Neapolitan, which I guess could work.
I don't hate that one.
Okay. Now we're going to get weird. Okay. I promise. Lemon sherbet dipped in fudge.
No.
That's not okay.
No, that's a little too much.
It gives you a sweet with like a savory, I guess.
But it's not bad.
But it's like a tart. Oh, yeah. I'll bet it's bad because it's a peep. Like fundamentally, it's just bad.
I don't think they'll even taste like this because peeps just taste terrible.
Well, now it's just a marshmallow wrapped in chocolate on this one. So it's not really a peep anymore.
Another one is orange sherbet dipped in fudge. So it's basically the same thing. But orange makes more sense because like orange and chocolate go well together. Here's the really crazy one, and one that I might actually give a go, is pancakes and syrup.
No. I enjoy pancakes and syrup. I'm all right with it. I'm a fan. I don't need it with that, though.
Right. Or what if you crush it up, you mix it in with your pancake batter.
Stop it.
Oh, snap.
Sounds terrible.
And then three other mystery flavors will be available at Walmart. They're all going to hit shelves very soon.
I'm not interested. I will tell you that store did nothing
still
for me.
Nasty.
What about a peep s'more? No? You wouldn't do that either?
No.
I would try it.
It's not horrible.
I would try a peep s'more with the pancakes and syrup peep. Because then you got that like maple-y kind of flavor.
Right.
I'd be into that, okay. I feel. But you have to cook them hard.
I got some other stories. You want to hear them?
Yeah.
According to an annual survey, a better battery is still the top feature we'd like to have on our phone.
I agree.
Yes. I mean, better camera first and foremost, but then a battery.
Better camera came in number three on this list.
Oh, what's number two?
Shatterproof screen.
You know what? I'll take it back. That's what I want is number one.
More than a battery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about to have the whole phone to be waterproof?
Nah.
That's
nah.
At number four. I thought phones were becoming more and more
they
waterproof,
are.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
They are, yeah.
And more hands-free technology. I hate hands-free technology.
Oh, I love it.
No.
I can't hear.
It doesn't listen to my voice.
When people are talking to me on their hands-free, too, it's like stop it. Just pick up the phone and talk to me. I can't hear you.
That's why we want better hands-free technology. I thought you meant just all around, like Alexa. Like, hey, Alexa.
No.
Turn on NPR or whatever.
No. From the phone, like better hands-free.
That's fine.
What do you put on like a glove and it's all of a sudden like Minority Report and you're Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah.
That's hands-free.
You know what? The AirBuds actually work fairly well. The Bluetooth AirBuds from Apple, because people talk to me all the time on them and I don't know any better.
I got to get one of those. I like the idea of not getting so tangled up at the gym.
Yeah.
Mine always are getting tangled up with me.
I will lose those in 2 seconds, I'm telling you.
Also, what does it take for you to send your food back at a restaurant? Are you picky or can you deal with a few mistakes?
I usually just scarf it down and chalk it up to where, like, well, they screwed that one up.
Cover it up in ranch dressing. It's all going to turn out fine anyway.
If there's hair in your food, do you eat it or do you send it back?
No, I just sit there and go get a cheeseburger on the way home.
I pull it out and eat.
Really? Oh, 100%.
Yeah, the same way. 15% of Americans say they would not send it back. Only 15. If your food comes out on a dirty plate, would you send it back?
I'm nervous to send anything back, just in general, because I just know people nowadays, and I just don't trust anybody.
How do we know the plate is dirty?
Because it's been plated, so it could just be part of
it. Could
the
just
process.
Be part of it. Yeah.
I've asked for clean silverware before because there's been like, I'm sure it's gone through like the dishwasher,
right?
But like there's still chunks on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, can I just get a clean one?
And I'm okay with that one. I mean, they're not going to mind. They're like, oh yeah, here you go.
If your food was undercooked, would you send it back?
Yes. I have done that because it's pretty obvious. Like, hey, my chicken's raw in the middle. Then they feel horrible.
Oh yeah. That's different. That's a health issue.
6% say still no. Undercooked, I will send it back. Overcooked, I just complained to my family.
Yeah,
me too.
Drop some ranch dressing on it. It's perfect.
Choke it down, huh?
If they gave you the entire wrong meal, so they just dropped something off, you ordered a quesadilla and they gave you nachos, would you send it back?
Nah.
Me neither. I would just eat it.
I mean, I guess it depends. If it was fish, I'm not eating fish. I'm not going anywhere near fish. Get your fish up out my face.
I'll tell you why I would just eat it.
Why?
For the pure fact of, I don't want to wait for another meal to be cooked.
No. But you know what?
Yeah.
I've already waited 20 minutes.
Yeah, and you're starving, and then by the time it comes, the whole family's going to be done.
Yes, exactly.
I never know what I want when I get to a restaurant anyway. I'll pour over that menu. I make a snap decision as soon as the waitress comes.
If there was a restaurant where you just sat down and they just put something in front of you and they're like, this is $9, I'd be like, cool.
$1 million idea.
Right.
It's trademark.
Trademark
us.
Trademark us.
K. Okay, we got it. We're safe.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Appreciate it. If you haven't listened to one in a while, go back, listen to some of the old ones, or tell a friend to start listening to us. And, you know. Oh, yeah. You know what I did?
What?
So I was at, it was really cold yesterday. It was like 19 degrees. And when it's that cold, and I try to, when I pick up the kids, I don't like to take them right home, and we can't go to the park, I take them to Del Taco. And we play around in the playground.
Yeah, right. Del Taco's the best.
Yeah, and it was packed because a lot of parents were doing the same thing.
Right.
And my kids, I always, when I go to Del Taco, I try to get something so I'm not just using their playground.
Right.
So I got like a small fry, and turned out all the kids in the playground wanted to start having my small fry. So I ended up going back and getting like a couple large fries and just pouring them out on a, like a sheet. And the kids just came by and ate fries as I sat there.
So it's like a bird feeder for children.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Creepy that a grown man all alone is inviting children over to his table. Right. Your kids. Wink.
All right.
Just luring children to his table with food, but also kind of cute and very well done for 105 Days of Love.
Did you guys do anything?
I did not yesterday.
Justin. One a day.
One a day.
That's
okay.
All I'm asking for is one a day.
I'm being honest with you.
Jackson?
Yeah, that's really fair. I'm continuing my theme of like reaching out to people that I haven't seen for a while and just trying to either rekindle a friendship or just let them know how much I appreciate them, because that doesn't cost anything. It doesn't take any time to do, and it really makes like a world of difference to people when you tell them, hey, this is why I love you. This is why I appreciate you. Even if it's someone that you see every single day, like your spouse, just like out of the blue, give them a compliment.
I did this last year because it turns out 105 days is a very long time.
Yeah.
And so I started doing like a thank you card every day. For like a couple weeks.
Oh, that's
just
nice.
One to different people in my life.
That's sweet.
They're just going to get a card in the mail, or are you just going to hand deliver them?
I hand delivered them. I just put them on people's desks or handed them to them. But
yeah, that's probably
He actually also made Valentine's Day boxes for all those people and just stuffed them in the Valentine's Day box.
All right. That's the podcast.